Process number 11, segment intending. When to use this process? When you want your influence to dominate during a particular segment of your day. When you recognize the potential of something not going quite right and you want to make sure it goes the way you want. Or when time or money is especially important to you and you want to make the most of it. Current emotional set point range. This segment intending process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 4, positive expectation and belief, and number 11, overwhelmment. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. It's easier to begin with a fresh, less powerful thought and then focus upon it and cause it to expand than to try to change an already expanded powerful thought. In other words, it's easier to create an improved future experience than it is to change a current existing experience. If you are experiencing a physical condition that has your attention, you are, through your attention to your current condition, projecting it on into your future experience. But by focusing on a different future experience, you're now activating that different experience. And as you project that changed experience into your future, you leave your current experience behind. That is the power of the process of segment intending. It is the process whereby you define the vibrational characteristics of the time segment you're moving into. It's a way of pre-paving your vibrational path, so to speak, for easier and more enjoyable travel. If you're in a bad mood, meaning that there is considerable resistance in your vibrational frequency, then because you do not have access to very different thoughts from where you currently are, you usually project that same vibrational expectation into the segment that you're moving into. For that reason, we encourage the application of segment intending when you're already feeling good. If you're feeling bad in this moment, try one of the other processes in order to improve your current mood and point of attraction. And then, once you're feeling better, you could return to this powerful segment intending process. This process will help you be more deliberate about focusing your thoughts. It will help you become more aware of where your thoughts currently are, and it will help you be able to more deliberately choose the thoughts that you offer. In time, it will feel very natural to you to stop for a moment upon entering a new segment and direct your own intent or expectation. You enter a new segment anytime your intentions change. If you're washing dishes and the telephone rings, you enter a new segment. When you get into your vehicle, you enter a new segment. When another person walks into the room, you enter a new segment. If you'll take the time to get your thought of expectation started, even before you're inside your new segment, you'll be able to set the tone of the segment more specifically than if you walk into the segment and begin to observe it as it already is. For example, you're cooking dinner and are enjoying the rhythm and flow you've established. Everything's on schedule, and you expect everything to turn out right. The telephone rings. You enter a new segment. You set forth the intention not to answer the telephone. You set forth the intention that your answering device can take the call, and you set forth the intention that you will return the call later when you have time. So, the rhythm and flow of your meal preparation is not disrupted, your segment changed slightly, but you maintained your balance, and all is well. Or, the telephone rings. You enter a new segment. You remember that you've been expecting an important call, and you do not want to miss it. You set your intentions for the segment to be efficient and brief, and to gather the information quickly and politely. And because of the positive flow you already have going, your positive expectation dovetails into that perfectly, so you have prepared the conversation even before you pick up the telephone to comply with your good-feeling intentions. You are actually pre-paving your future experiences constantly without even knowing you are doing so. You are continually projecting your expectations into your future experiences. And this segment intending process helps you to consciously consider what you are projecting, and it gives you control of your future segments. You can prepave future experiences that are immediate or experiences that are in your more distant future. And once you have an opportunity to see how your deliberate thought positively impacts your experiences, you will want to do it even more. And like all processes, the more you apply it, the more skilled you become, and the more fun it is, and the more effective your results will be. If the new segment includes something that you have never enjoyed doing, segment intending is not the best process to apply. Of course, it's better than no deliberate intention at all, but when you have an opportunity, it would be of value to apply one of the more heavy-duty processes like process number 13 to number 22 to this subject. For example, you're going to visit your mother-in-law who you believe has never liked you, or you're on your way to work in a two-person office with someone who annoys you in many ways. Whenever you're setting forth your intentions about how you want to feel and how you would like the segment to unfold, it is always beneficial if, when you find yourself struggling for a positive scenario, that you do not continue the process. Change the subject in your own mind, think about something pleasant, and apply another process later. Abraham, speak to us more about segment intending. You're living in a wonderful physical time. You're living in a highly technological society where you have access to stimulation of thought from all around your world. You benefit from all of this, for it provides you an opportunity for much growth, but you also experience some disadvantages from the stimulation of thought, and the disadvantage comes forth in the form of confusion. For while your ability to focus upon a more narrow subject brings forth clarity, your ability to focus upon many things at once brings confusion. You are receptive beings. Your thought processes are very fast. And as you're considering any one subject, you have the ability, by the power of the law of attraction, to bring forth more and more clarity upon that subject until you can accomplish anything regarding it. But because of the availability of so much stimulation of thought, very few of you remain focused upon anything long enough to take it forward very far. Most of you are so distracted by so much thought that you do not have an opportunity to develop any one thought to any great degree. Here is the key to your deliberate creation. The point of the segment intending process is to clearly identify what you want so that you can deliberately begin to set forth the attraction of that which you want. Here's the key to your deliberate creation. See yourself as a magnet, attracting unto you the way you feel at any point in time. When you feel clear and in control, you will attract circumstances of clarity. When you feel happy, you will attract circumstances of happiness. When you feel healthy, you will attract circumstances of health. When you feel prosperous, you will attract circumstances of prosperity. When you feel loved, you will attract circumstances of love. The way you feel is actually your point of attraction. And so, the value of the segment intending process is to encourage you to pause many times during the day to say, "This is what I want from this period of my life experience. I want it, and I expect it." And as you set forth those powerful words, you become what we call a selective sifter. You attract into your experience what you want. However, the reason why segments are so effective is because although there are many things you want to consider, when you try to consider them all at the same time, you become overwhelmed and confused. The value of your intending segment by segment is that you do not try to chew on so much at any one time. You say, "What is it that I want now?" If you want many things all at the same time, it adds confusion. But when you only focus upon the specifics of what you want in any particular moment, you bring clarity and power to your creation, and, therefore, speed. And that is the point of segment intending, to stop as you're entering a new segment and to identify what it is you most want so that you may give your attention to and therefore draw power unto that. Some of you are focused during some segments of your day's experience, but there are very few of you who are focused much of your day. And so an identification of segments and an intent to identify what is most important within those segments will put you in the position of being a deliberate magnetic attractor or creator in each of your segments throughout your day. Not only will you find that you're more productive, but you'll find that you're happier. For as you are deliberately intending and then allowing and receiving, you will find great contentment. You are growth-seeking beings, and as you're moving forward, you are at your happiest. When you're having a feeling of stagnation, you are not at your happiest. An example of a segment intending day. We'd like to guide you through an example of a day where you may be deliberately intending as you're recognizing that you're moving into new segments. Let us say that you have decided to apply this process before going to bed at the end of the day, and you recognize that entering into the sleep state will be a new segment of life experience. And so, as you're lying there on the pillow, getting ready to sleep, set forth the intent of a restful slumber. Set forth the intention of refreshing your physical apparatus, and imagine yourself awakening the next day feeling refreshed. As you open your eyes in the morning, recognize that you have now entered into a new segment of life experience, and that from the time you remain in bed until the time you remove yourself from it is a segment. Set forth your intent for that time. While I'm lying here, I'm intending to have a clear picture of this day. I'm intending to become exhilarated and excited about this day. And then, as you're lying there, you will begin to feel that refreshment and exuberance about the upcoming day. As you get out of bed, you have now entered into a new segment of life experience. This may be the segment that you are preparing yourself for that day. And so as you're brushing your teeth or taking your bath or doing whatever it is you do in this segment, let your intent be to do it efficiently, to enjoy yourself, to have it be an uplifting time that prepares you for the day. As you're preparing breakfast, let your intent be to do it efficiently and to select that which is most nutritiously balanced for your physical apparatus at this point in time. Let your intent be that you will be replenished or refreshed by it, that you will enjoy it. And as you set forth this intention, you will notice that as you're eating, you're feeling more rejuvenated, more replenished, and more refreshed, and you will enjoy the food more than if you had not set forth that intent to do so. As the telephone rings, recognize that you are now about to enter a new segment. And as you pick up the phone, identify who it is, and then clearly set forth your intent before you begin speaking. As you get into your vehicle, or as you're traveling to your place of work, or wherever it is you're going, let your intent be to travel from one place to another in safety, to feel invigorated and happy as you're moving forth, to be aware of what other drivers are intending or not intending, so that you may move through traffic in a sort of flow, safely and efficiently. When you get out of your vehicle, you have now entered into another new segment. And so, pause for a moment and imagine yourself walking from where you are to where you're intending to go, seeing yourself feeling good as you walk, intending that you'll move efficiently and safely from point to point, intending to feel the vitality of your apparatus, intending to feel the clarity of your thinking mechanism, and setting forth your vision or your intention for the next segment in which you're about to enter. Imagine greeting the secretary, the employees, or the employer. Imagine seeing yourself as one who uplifts others, having a smile ready, recognizing that everyone you meet is not deliberate in their intending, but knowing that by your deliberate intending, you will be in control of your life experience, and you will not be swept up by their confusion, their intent, or their influence. Of course, your segments will not be just as we've offered, and they will not be the same from day to day. In the beginning, you'll find that you're not so quick to identify your segments as you will be after you've done it for a while. For some, you may find it more efficient and effective to carry a small notebook and physically stop and identify this segment while you write a list of your intentions in your notebook. For as you're writing, you'll find yourself at your strongest point of clarity and at your strongest point of focus. And so, in the beginning of this deliberate segment intending, you may find that the notebook is a very great and valuable asset. As you're moving through such a day, you will feel the power and the momentum of your intentions building. You will find yourself feeling gloriously invincible. You will feel as if there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have as you're seeing yourself again and again in creative control of your own life experience.